Welcome to the Revital Health Podcast. I'm Jodie Duval, and I'm a functional naturopath in Perth, WA. This is a place where you can expand your knowledge on how to optimize your health and realize your full potential. We'll have cutting-edge information with expert guests and having lots of fun along the way. Get ready to be empowered and motivated to reach your higher vitality and find your ultimate potential. Let's go!
Revital Health is a proud member of the Health Optimization Network. Health Optimization, Medicine and Practice is a 501c3 non-profit on a mission to educate doctors and practitioners on how to optimize for health rather than treating disease. If you're interested in becoming a practitioner or donating, head over to homehope.org. We have cohorts running up to 2 times per year. Revital Health Clinic is the first and only of its kind, exclusive health optimization clinic in Australia with state-of-the-art health technology protocols and personalized care, with compounded medicines made specifically for your testing individualities. To find out more, head to revitalhealth.com.au. Today, I am joined with a very special guest, Sam Gibson, and we had a captivating and very personal conversation around his own journey with anxiety. And Sam created the Mellow Drink company and brand to make it truly unique and help support individuals and educate as well around stress and anxiety through this beautiful, calming and very yummy drink. Even down to the branding of the colours and the dose of L-theanine that is in this drink. Now, I really was taken by Sam and saw that his journey had really had a huge impact on him, and also the realisation that so many other people suffer or don't have to suffer with anxiety and stress conditions. So really, it's his own struggles that sparked the idea. And today we dive into his mission and also provide a little bit more information around L-theanine and just the awareness around mental health and supporting a community that is really in need of knowing that there is support out there. So we dive into obviously how and what goes into the drinks and even the challenges and the areas that you need to be aware of in building a drinks company. And also we hear about how the Mellow community is growing and also what is next in terms of new products and trends in the wellness space. So we hope you really enjoy. Head out and try the drinks, and yes, we will have them soon in clinic as well. So beautiful brand, beautiful person, and really lovely drinks. So we hope you enjoy. All right. So we are with Sam today, and well, I am with you, Sam, and you are from Mellow, and I already have amazing things to say about it, but we'll see how Mellow I am in the podcast.
love that. Thanks for the opportunity, to be on here. And as I said, super excited to share, our mission and everything else. And there's lots to talk about.
So I guess let's get started with, why Mellow? What brought you to this point to have to create, not have to, but want to create an amazing drink? And what sort of, messages, history and events created and brought you to this point?
Yeah, cool. So my story pretty much spans about 10 years ago now, where I was living in Sydney. Always worked for myself. So, we lived in the Northern Beaches when we were there, living a busy life, managing a few businesses. And then I became a new dad as well. So becoming a new father and stuff, obviously it upstirs a few emotions. Just also loving life while I was there. So we're busy, my wife and I, we're busy working away. We always keep, our schedule's never sort of quiet. We like to get out and about and stuff like that. And what I didn't really realize was that it was nice being busy and nice being out there enjoying life. But I didn't realize that I was sort of pushing myself a little bit too much, even though pushing yourself with like having so much fun.
Yeah.
I was pushing myself a little bit too much. So it came to one day in my life. My background's actually commercial property, so it's very different to what I'm in now. This is like my first drinks company I've started. And my background in property was quite a serious nature, you know. So, you know, you're always dressed up smartly, you know, we're in these meetings, we're talking about commercial property developments and assets and sales and all that sort of stuff. So it was a very sort of structured sort of environment to be in. And, you know, when I say you don't have ways to express yourself as much, it's sort of, that is true. You know, you're sitting there doing these deals and it's all serious and high level. Even so, a lot of people in that industry like to go out and they would express themselves more through, you know, drinking and partying and all that sort of jazz, which wasn't my jam. That was that. So at the time, I had my own property agency in Sydney, and then me and my wife loved coffee so much, we thought we'd start a cafe. And we're in like our mid-20s at the time. And yeah, I remember going back home from the cafe and had about half an hour up my sleeve. And I thought, you know what, I'll get out for a quick surf just to freshen up. So I got my board, went for a surf, and then came back in. And yeah, when I remember walking up the beach, and then my heart just started beating out of my chest like crazy. And I started shallow breathing. My throat almost started closing up. It got quite scary. And I thought I was dead set having a heart attack. So I didn't really know what was going on. You know, all my extremities went as well, so like losing feeling my fingers, and you know, when you get the wobbly legs as well, it was really scary. So I rushed inside, saw my wife, and she's like, look, you know, I'm pretty sure you're not having a heart attack, just sit down and relax. And like, leading up to that day, there was, you know, long hours at the cafe, you know, things going on with work, nothing out of the blue that I would normally manage. But for some reason, it just got to this point. So I remember sitting down, trying to deep breathe, but, you know, breathing through my mouth, like trying to slow everything down. And then fortunately, after an hour, it subsided and everything sort of just subsided and went away. And yeah, that night I was just freaked out. I was like, what's wrong with me? You know, being a new father as well, the last thing you want to do is like, you know, die when you're 25 and you've got like a baby relying on you. You know, I'm a real provider. Yeah, that's my role. That's what I do. I love doing it for my family and everything else. And yeah, I just remember being online. I booked in with the doctors the following day. I went and saw them, and then they hooked me up on the ECG machine. And I was thinking the worst, like, yep, dead set. My heart's no good. And I remember laying there and he's like, look, you're fit and healthy. Like, there's nothing wrong with you. And I remember him saying, there's nothing wrong with you. And I'm like, how is that true? Like, how can you tell me there's nothing wrong with me when I've been through the series of events? I pretty much felt like I was going to die the day before. I said, what the heck's going on? Like, this is bullshit. Like, I need some closure. And he's like, oh, it's just a panic attack you had. It's just anxiety. And like, for me, that was my second stage with anxiety. I had anxiety come up at school, in high school, only for a very short time. But in high school, I didn't really have the emotional ability to be able to deal with it, you know. I'd just go out with the boys, we'd have fun, you know, we'd play a bit of footy growing up, go surfing, like just keep busy. So when I was in high school, I didn't really have the ability to be able to sit down and be like, well, why is this happening? What am I doing then, you know? So it wasn't until that moment in my life I get delivered that news from the doctor, like, you're sweet. And in one mind, I'm like, this just doesn't make sense. So I said to him, what are my options? And he goes, you know, here's some antidepressants. And he was trying to antidepressant me. And I was like, okay, what else are my options? And he's like, go and see a psychologist. And I'm like, I'm sitting there in that moment again going, look, I've got nothing against antidepressants, by the way. Like, I know people have been on them and have gone through amazing things, anti-anxiety medication, but they only get through that with a plan. But what I know is when you take medication like that, it stops you from feeling any feelings. When we can't feel, we can't heal. It takes way longer to heal. And what happens to people in my family as well, you know, my mother-in-law in particular is on a anti-anxiety medication. She's been on it for 15 years. And I just recently said to her this year, I said, look, if you want to get off them, I'm happy to help, like hold a safe space for you. And then we can get whatever help we need to help you come off these slowly. You can't go off it Turkey. But I know that with her, she's scared of feeling that anxious feeling again. So when you start fearing it, it's like, why not just have this pill? I don't want to feel like that. But what you don't know is that slowly that hole is getting dug deeper because you're relying on medication to get through the day and everything else. So going back to that story, that didn't make sense to me. It was like literally within after my ECG, like 4 minutes, here's the medication. And I'm like, oh, come on, what else is there, you know? And then he goes, go and see a psychologist. So I was like, okay, well, you know, mid-20s, it's pretty full on to put yourself out there going back 10 years ago now. It's good now because a lot more people are seeking help and talking to people, which I think is like absolutely amazing. Right. But rewind back then, it was sort of like, yeah, like I'm putting myself out there being like mid-20s to talk to a psychologist about having anxiety. Mm-hmm. So the next day rolls through. I get an appointment with a psychologist. From the day of having the panic attack, every single day, I had a panic attack in the afternoon without fail. It just didn't stop. 2:30, bang, it hits me. I've got to lay down on the couch. I'm just like this, just breathing, trying to breathe, can't control my body. And then it just wears off. And it was like, the scariest thought was like, I can't control my body. I can't control my mind. Mm-hmm. And when you have that level of anxiety, you identify with it real fast.
Yeah.
So it's like you become it, you fear it. And then you are very easily influenced. So your mind goes, shit, what if I go crazy? You know, what happens if it gets worse? You start thinking the worst all the time, right? So I met the psychologist. I remember walking up to this old school, you know, two-story walk up in DY, and went and saw this old dude up there. And he, I sat down with him. And even before that, I was like, I wasn't too sure about it anyway, you know, putting myself out there, don't know this person from a bar of soap, just got recommended to him from the doctor. And I walked up there, sat down with him, and straight away I was like, oh no, what am I doing? I probably shouldn't be here. It was just weird, these thoughts going through my mind, right?
Yeah.
And he asked me four questions, right? First one was, have you been addicted to drugs and alcohol before? And I said, nah, all good there. He said, how's the relationship with your family? And I said, yep, love my mum and dad. They're not together, but, you know, all good there as well. He said, generally, how's your health? How's your lifestyle? And I said, look, you know, I eat basically mostly organic. You know, I active, surf, you know, skate, work, all the rest. And then the fourth question was, have you ever thought about committing suicide before? I just sat there going, wow, okay. Sweet. This is a great way to start my session, man. You know, great advice. So even after that, it just sort of stirred me up. I was like, look, I left after that. I was like, look, thanks for your time. I'll pay you for the session. No worries. But I just don't feel like this is right for me. He just wasn't the right fit for me, you know? And again, I just left with like, what's the hope here? Like, how am I going to get better? And these things just happen every day. So I'm like, well, I've got to go now and actually work it out for myself. And I made a vow to myself then. I'm like, I'm going to do everything I can. Keep going until I find a cure. Yeah. And I wanted to find a natural cure as well. I didn't want to go near the medication. So fast forward about 2 months, again, working multiple, like the two businesses, turning up like a smile on my face. You would have no idea, right? And this is the scariest thing as well that I find now. I'm just like, it shouldn't be like this.
No.
Like, what's the point in having a smile on our dial, you know, having podcasts like this, getting on social media, everything's all good and great. And we know that some people are struggling inside, and it's just horrible that we feel we have to struggle, like suffer in silence, I say as well. You know, there's so much power in expressing yourself. And when we express ourselves this way as well and be true about ourselves and talk authentically, it doesn't come from like a victim mindset either. That's where I think that problem lies. People go, I go online and talk about my anxiety. I don't want people to pity me, or it makes me look weak.
Yeah,
and it's like, actually, no, it doesn't. It does like the complete opposite, and you'll be amazed by the amount of support that people get behind you. And when you find that, you almost feel like this like layer of, you know, heaviness just falls off your shoulder, and you're like, shit, I can be myself. Be yourself. People like to see people that are so-called confident online. I think it's so funny. I'm like, it's because you got no nerves. Like, you're just being yourself. You know, you're not nervous about saying the wrong thing, you know, doing the wrong thing online. It's just, well, being myself, it's easy, you know.
And there's no front, there's no other hats, there's no other roles, there's no fakeness at all. That's how authenticity should be.
And we all go through this like guide of getting to that point of being able to be ourselves. It's not easy to be authentic online either.
It's not. You know, it's scary.
I did it for a long time, you know, wearing the flash suits and, you know, being the businessman to like landing here and like the hills of Byron and like having the drinks business. You know, it's like I didn't think at all I'd be in this industry either, in the drinks industry or like the mental health industry as well. But
it's so needed. So, you know, I think in my practice as a naturopath, I've seen a huge rise in mental health concerns in the last 2 years. COVID seemed to just escalate everything to a degree that now it was becoming more noticeable within, you know, like a 50% shift, and it was just really scary. So, you know, there's a lot been and spoken and even podcasts that I've had with people since in the mental health space, that mental health had been so separated from physical health when they're both the same. It's all together, and it seems to be so.
We're so connected. I've been listening to some Gabor Maté lately, right? I hope I pronounced that right. Mm-hmm. And he was even talking about like the immune system and how the immune system is so connected to the emotional system. What we find out after the studies is that they're one.
Yes,
you know what I mean? So you can go
everything all together. But yet we sort of separate the body from like here down to there within the mental health, you know, and even aspects of, you know, body hears and speaks and stores and, you know, so we store emotions and therefore cause and create disease from that as well. And anxiety, you know, and I myself have had anxiety attacks in the past, and they are like, I remember my husband putting me into a bath in the middle of an anxiety attack and having to sing to me to make sure that I felt like I wasn't going to die. Like it is horrible. And so I feel so much for what you went through, especially being in the state that, like, just coming out of a surf, just feeling like you just had to chill out and like you love what you're doing and you're doing like happy. And it can hit you in moments like that where you're like, why did it hit me now? There's no direct correlation to an event. You know, it's not like I had a trauma and then something happened, but it's that body's holding on and build up that's been years and years in the making.
It's funny you say that, because it was so many years before the event for it at that point. And I worked it out, fast forward, you know, me getting to a point where I managed to work everything out. I worked with a neuroscientist who studied at the Auckland University in New Zealand. It was sort of through a family friend. And he started explaining how the anxiety feedback loop works. And he's like, literally, you know, you've got thoughts. And with those thoughts, you choose to actually attach massive feelings to those thoughts. And those feelings are so big, they give you a full body reaction. He's like, it's that simple. So I said to him, well, how do we solve it? And he goes, well, it comes back to not giving these thoughts so much importance. He's like, that's the only thing you can do. You can't control what you think. No one can, right? But you can choose how much importance you give to that thought.
Yeah.
And when you learn that you can control your body, and it wasn't until I bumped into a pharmacist and he introduced me to L-theanine a whole year and a half later, and I started dosing it. But I started getting this full sense of calm. The first time I took it, within 45 minutes, I got this full sense of calm over my body. That I first time in a year and a half feeling like that. And then that panic attack that day, I still had it, but it wasn't as strong. So that gave me enough space to be able to say, hey, Sam, you can control your body. Me back out to say, yeah, sure, I can. Yeah, it's not me going crazy.
Yeah,
it's a bit of an imbalance with how I give these thoughts so much importance that then creates the feelings that feed the feedback loop.
Exactly.
So I gave myself that space, and I worked with the neuroscientist, and we worked out that it wasn't my whole fear went right back until I was in high school. My mum got diagnosed with breast cancer, and she's still around today, and like she's doing great, you know. But being told that your mum's going to die when you're like 16. Like just tore my world apart, you know? And again, I didn't have the tools to deal with it, you know? And she didn't have the tools to deal with it either. You know, I couldn't support from mum or dad. They're both so busy and strung out, going to radiation appointments in town and mum coming home to sleep all day. So no one to turn to.
Yeah.
So what do? You just chuck it back in your brain, dig it down, put a lid on it, and just move forward.
Yeah.
And it was those emotions that were deep down that then decided to show themselves when, you know, I became a new father in my mid-20s, running these businesses, being busy living life, probably having a few too many coffees every day as well. And then bang, it opened up.
Yeah.
So, you know, this year's the first year of my life that I'm actually going back and going deeper and looking at my actual birth and my childhood and working on my own, I don't know if I call it trauma. I mean, it could be called traumas, like my own traumas, like what I went through, basically. I did my first energy healing this year. And hey, I think that's what you do when you move to Byron, but it was like amazing, like next level. And I had a chat to my mom and I was like, they asked me like, what was your birth like? And you know, I was born a month early. I was put in an incubator. Then I got a chest infection. So the doctor decided to give me a lumbar puncture all within the first 2 weeks of being born. And like, you don't think much of that, right? When you're like in your teenage years, early 20s, like whatever, we're just living life, all good. And I'm just like, shit. Like, I've got kids now. I could never imagine that. Imagine what those bodies go through to that. So it's like, you start working it out. And yeah, it's super, super interesting, you know, to look back. I think we can learn a lot by just asking questions to our parents or sort of working it out ourselves. Not from a point, again, of being like a victim mindset, by being like, oh, that now makes sense. Now I know that the reason why these things happened in my life, you know what I mean?
And it's discovering in that way. And because it's so complex, we have to sort of pull back the layers, you know, that onion, and know where it sort of originated from, if we can, or know where to go from there and then build tools on top of that. And things like L-theanine, which we'll sort of, you know, get to, and the actual, the purpose. And I just love the branding and everything around the cans that you've created, and the actual taste of the product as well, and the ingredients within. But I think L-theanine and other things that we can be using are bridges, as you said. They're things to give space to then be able to create and support the body and have confidence around behaviors and confidence back in the body again, so you can then branch out and do that. Because with anxiety comes so much of, for a lot of people, social anxiety as well, where you don't feel like confident or safe in many environments because you're constantly nervous system hyperactive, and your body is trying to protect itself in a non-safe environment. So it's hard to step out of that without assistance. And if it can be as easy as, or as simple as, something that is tastes good, that looks good, and is a social supporter in that you can take it to a barbecue or you can feel good having it, then why not? You know, so there's so many different bridges that we can go towards. But the sad thing is that people in the state of that don't know where to go to. And it's even harder to find that in that current state. Which
100%.
Is
100%. Really, like, you try to find like help when you go into like Dr. Google. And it just gives you way more anxiety. Like, my number one rule is don't Google stuff, eh?
No.
Stay right away from it, eh? If you've got anxiety tendencies, just don't even use at all. Stay away from it. The worst. The amount of times I thought I had brain cancer from Google. Jesus Christ.
Everything leads to that.
Just the worst case scenario straight away.
Yeah.
But that was the sad thing that I found, like, the actual truth of it was you go to these so-called, like, professionals.
Yeah.
And that's the support that we've built as a nation to help people in need.
Yeah.
And it's like such a broken system. It's like far out, you know. And not until you like meet the right person or go through a few failed appointments with some people that you get recommended to, until you could find the right person, because there are amazing practitioners out there. I'm not saying there's not, but the general public, when you're trying to find someone, and when you're like feeling like that, last thing you want to do is like go on this big research tangent. You know, you're just trying to get through your day. That was the main thing for us. We're like, look, let's create a drink that is going to be accessible to everyone.
Mm.
You know, it's going to be cost effective, so everyone can drink it all the time. Mm. It's going to have the highest dose of L-theanine possible.
Mm.
And then also have no sugar and absolutely no stimulants. Because even me, like, I don't drink coffee now.
Yep.
Like, I'm 6'3", and if I have a coffee, I'd be shaking like to bits, you know. It's just like, I just know that with my constitution and what I've been through, it's just something I don't have, you know. I'll go have a fancy decaf or something to, like, you know, feel like I fit in. Nah, I'm on the chai now. I love chai. But this is the thing. I just, for me, I know having stimulants when you have been through anxiety or you're in a stressful period, it just does zero for you. It does nothing for you. And this is, again, you know, the age we live in. It's like, you know, how we train, how we consume products, how we eat, you know, how we live our life. It's yeah. just been marketed into us to be like more, 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 faster, 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 you know, to create that sense of, wow, what are they doing? Like grabbing our attention in some cases, right? How they market and everything else. But like, look at, you know, training and stuff like that. I've done high intensity training, and high intensity training is good as long as you're in the right place.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time they don't talk about that, right? So, you know, you're anxious and you're stressed. Okay, let's go and, you know, smash this out. And what are we going to do? Stress ourselves out more. That's great. Yeah. You know, why don't we go and have some coffee today? You know, why don't we go out and party with our mates and get on, you know, some alcohol, whatever, you know, like for us, it's about like saying, you can still do all that. We're not saying you can't, but you've got to be really good at doing these self micro assessments, I call them.
Yeah.
And be real honest with yourself. How do you feel after that? Do you feel good or bad? If you feel good, hey, you can sustain it, right? Nothing's sustainable long-term, as we know, unless it's healthy for you. But yeah. I know from a point of view of not having caffeine and not having stimulants, it's way more sustainable. And you actually then find a way to be able to find your own inner energy as well, because I feel like there's a lot of fabricated energy out there at the moment. You feel good and everything else. So
yeah, no, it's such a good point. And it's teaching body awareness. We're taught through marketing, media, and the current medical system to be unawares of our body because we're trusting in another system. And it's
I'm like, if you don't know your body, like it's like you need to be in tune.
But it's scary.
Can't be in tune, then just slow the hell down. Take some time out, go walk outside for 5 minutes, tune in with your body, because we live in a fast-paced age today, you know.
It's only
going to become faster and faster, you know. Technology is developing, you know, we learn to live with it, but as we all know, these are all feeding the external parts of our body. And you know what a lot of people don't focus on is feeding the internal parts of our body. So whatever goal you want, right, whether it's a health goal, a financial goal, a relationship goal, whatever it may be, if you don't focus on working on the internal self first, you'll get there and you won't feel as satisfied as what you think you're going to feel when you get there, if you know what I mean. So exactly. It's about
the journey, really.
And nothing worse like getting there and being like, I'm still good for, and I've gotten here. Like, what's going on? You're like more confused. It's like,
yeah,
you might be better to fail and then be like, oh, I failed, you know, whatever. You know,
I have to do it again.
All good, no worries. Try again. Give another crack, you know.
Yeah, like, absolutely. It's one of those things that, yeah, it's such a wise thing to say, in that, yeah, you realize when you get to the end of a goal that you're like, well, I had more fun doing this than I actually am at the completion point. And
100%.
Yeah. 100%. So much more fun. But so, you know, with the marketing, obviously it interests me, and for those that are going to follow on video, but, you know, the color that, obviously this is the watermelon and lychee that I've got here. But I feel that there is, as you say, the bioavailability of the L-theanine, which is an important part. And we use it in clinic, in compounding, but it's beautiful to have the awareness, you know. So one of the most important things I see with the health industry and the correct health industry, you know, giving correct information, is the fact that the general public doesn't know about these things in the way that they should be utilized and where they can be seen to be used. Like you said earlier, like there's no tool network of what we can go towards if we feel like shit. So, you know, this gives education. So clients and people, general public know, oh, L-theanine. Wow. Well, that will chill me out. And that's so simple. It's just like,
boom, so simple. It's so simple. And I challenge anyone to go to their like local chemist and ask if they stock L-theanine. And I bet you that like a real high chance to be like, L-thea what? Like, that's what happened to me. It still happens today. Like, it's building up, right? More people are starting to stock it. But the general, you know, pharmacy industry, or the network of pharmacies, they have no idea. And the reason why they don't like it is because it works so well.
Yeah.
You know, and it's steering, it's giving people another option than medication. You know what I mean? Being supported, right? We can use this.
Yeah.
But the idea with the branding and stuff like that was, you know, color is energy. So when I meditate and if I get into like a deep state, I will see colors and stuff. And I find that super fascinating. But yeah, color is energy and energy is all around us, right? So that's where we came up with the idea of having the colors on the can. And we thought, well, let's utilize the colors from the fruit that we're using in the drinks and then into the design of the can as well. Yeah, we want it to be really sort of unique looking, but in a way of like being calm when you look at it as well. That's why you use white text and the colors as well.
Yeah, so. Swirls, circles. Yeah, no, it's a beautiful way of looking at it. And again, like I said, it makes you feel calm. Just very beautiful and well-designed product. It tastes good. I always do my due diligence of checks on ingredient lists, and I love monk fruit, and I use monk fruit in so many of my combinations here and at home in cooking, and I really do love it. And yeah, so talk to me about flavors and what it looks like for the brand at the moment with what expanse and where you're looking to go towards.
Definitely. So at the moment we've got four flavors. We've got the watermelon lychee, the pineapple lime, peach and ginger, and then our new flavor, raspberry and lemon.
Beautiful.
With the drinks, the ingredients are 98% Australian ingredients as well. So we know every single person we get our ingredients from, and that was my biggest thing as well. You know, I eat full organic at home. I go to the farmers markets. I drink these drinks. My kids drink these drinks, you know, so I'm really strict on what we're using in the drinks as well. The only thing that comes from overseas is the L-theanine we use. We buy that from Japan. Yep. As we all know, the Japanese make the best green tea in the world. And we buy a fermented product as well. So being fermented, it means it's just way more bioavailable, but it goes through the natural wash system rather than some L-theanines are produced in a lab. This is done naturally as well, which is even better. So not only does it absorb way quicker, it's just way more natural as well. So we can call our product 100% natural, which is a big thing for us as well.
That's really good.
Yeah, what's on the plan for us? Well, where do I start? We've just launched something called the Mind Wellness Club. And this is like an online platform that we're giving out free resource to help support people that are going through stress or anxiety just in general as well. We've got a number of events planned as well for the end of the year. We are looking at other products to do to help calm people down as well. So our whole focus is like expanding the product range to help calm the body, basically calm the but yeah, the Mind Wellness Club's a big focus for us this year. You know, we're looking to work with schools. We're looking to work with, you know, hospitals and other sort of government agencies as well, just to provide the awareness and the support through that. But just generally, we want a place for people to be able to go. And I want people to like visit the Instagram or visit our website and know that like I'm sitting behind it, you know, the head office in my office, in my garage at home. You know, there's my wife and I that back the brand. We've got a mate who's a designer, and we've got our warehouse in Sydney that does all the shipping for us, you know, and we make the drinks there as well. But that's us. So it's like we want people to know that we're not this massive multinational company that, you know, you'll never talk to the owner of me or never talk to anyone in the company that actually cares about making a difference.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is I care about this so much. And if I can just help one person that has gone through what I've gone through or something similar, feel like they belong or feel like it's normal to go through this, that just makes my day. So that's my like number one focus with this, is to like normalize the conversation around mental health and provide a space where people can come online and send a message knowing that I'll get straight back to them or have questions or come to one of our events and be like, well, you know, Sam's been through anxiety, but he's not crippled by it. He's not sitting inside. Like we're out still living life, but in a way where if we're going out to go to a party, you know, I'm having mellows. I don't drink alcohol. You know what I mean? It's like we can still live life to the fullest, but even more, you know, with having the support. So that's our main focus, is just to build that community and focus on that as much as possible.
Yeah, which is, it's just inspirational. And I this is why I love my job so much. And I love people in these platforms as well. And, you know, I can say this for certain, that people listening to this podcast, you will help more than one person. Just be aware of the fact that anxiety is okay, is normal. But it's just a subsequent of what we've been through or what we're our environment currently has for us. And
100%,
just knowing 100%. That.
I couldn't agree more. And like for me, anxiety is a word that's been made up by the medical industry to label people so they feel sick, to then medicate them. If you are feeling like you've got anxiety, or so-called the word anxiety, you just feel anxious, and you may be feeling anxious a lot more than who you see to be normal around you, but that's totally fine. It's a natural human emotion. It's like feeling angry or feeling love. You just feel anxious, and that's how simple it is. So we're here to like get rid of the labels anxiety or any of these labels. It's like, no, you're feeling this natural human emotion. It's nothing that's too serious for you where you're like, well, I've got this disease. It's nothing like that at all. So that's a point that I want to put out there as well. And if anyone wants to reach out to me and have any questions or whatever, like just send me an email at hello@mallows.com.au or reach out on the Instagram, which is just drink.mallows. Yeah. We're always on the phone. You know, it's never going to go through a big multinational company. And if I can provide any support at all, I'd love to do so.
Yeah, that's incredible. So where can people, where are Stockists now? You know, so where can people find the drink?
I knew you were going to ask me this. I don't have my Stockists list up.
Well, I guess not exact Stockists, but, you know, so what's the scope? Because I've not seen any, obviously, locally in WA yet, but there might be a few here. But obviously Australia only at the moment.
Australia only at the moment. Yep. We have been asked to expand to NZ, which will look like it will happen in the first or second quarter of next year.
Beautiful.
Again, being approached for the US, which is kind of exciting as well. But for us, we're really just wanting to make as much impact in our own backyard, you know. And I think between Australia and New Zealand, we can develop, like, even just in Australia, like such a beautiful community just there. So it's all about, the impact we can make in our own backyard. That's our focus. Yeah. Our Stockists range from, you know, boutique sort of bottle shops to health food shops. So we're in like the Flannery's nationwide. We're in Whole Foods nationwide. Yeah. We just signed on Spa Supermarkets, which is awesome.
Well done.
We're in a selected amount of some of the IGAs as well.
Yeah.
Then from there, we're actually in bathhouses as well. So City Cave, if you've heard of City Cave, but we're in a lot of the City Caves. They're a great business to work with. A few other boutique bathhouses. We're in Soak Bathhouse that have a few locations around here. And started signing up some hotels as well. So
Incredible. It's
been busy.
Yeah.
And I'll provide a link as well so people can see the exact Stockists. We've got about 350, I think, at the moment, but that would go to 400 next month, which would be kind of cool. So we're a new business still, we're building, but again, it's about spreading the word, allowing everyone to try the product, but then making as much impact as we can in our own backyard, and just telling people it's fine to reach out. You know, we're here to be authentically ourselves, basically, and express ourselves. And it's one thing I think when you grow up, it's like a lot of us lose, you know, the ways to be to be able to express ourselves, basically, and it's just so important to keep that there. Doesn't matter what you do. You know, you've learned to do as much of that as possible.
Absolutely. No, I couldn't agree more. And I thank you for your work and service and purpose, you know, and you will be a great success because of that, because you are driven by a very beautiful purpose. And I was saying to Ella, my clinic manager, I'm like, these will, because we've got a sauna, we've got infrared saunas, and we've got hyperbarics and all sorts in the clinic. So we've got a little fridge down there. So I'm like, the mellows look really good down the fridge. So you might be able to count us the Stockists as well then.
That'd be awesome. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your time today, Sam. And I wish you all the best, and I'll be following along, and maybe we have another, you know, podcast in a year's time to have an update on what's happening with the whole company.
Love that. Thanks for the invite. Appreciate it.
That's all right. My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Revital Health Podcast. We hope you enjoy this episode. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Revital Health, as well as our website, revitalhealth.com.au, for upcoming podcasts, workshops, and speaking events. Find out about specials happening in the clinic and all the show notes and links mentioned in the podcast. Please remember that this information discussed here is general information and it is not intended to diagnose or treat individuals. Please speak to your healthcare professionals before embarking on any new treatments, lifestyle changes, medicines, or supplementation to assess your suitability. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you again soon.